Flowers, fruits, and fish, painted in the 19th century by French artist Edouard Manet, are on exhibit at the Walters Art Museum in Baltimore. Manet was a mentor and friend to Cézanne and the younger men who would become the Impressionists, Monet and Degas. The Manet show includes some 39 oil paintings and some 20 watercolors and sketches. But NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg asked the Baltimore curator to choose one still-life painting that tells the story of Manet's artistic goals.
He picked asparagus, a bunch of asparagus, painted by Manet in 1880. Now, Manet made peonies you can almost smell, melons painted like mountains, oranges like bits of sun, but curator Bill Johnston picked a bunch of asparagus. It's a fairly large canvas, 18 by 21 inches. Mr. Johnston says it's Manet at his best and most direct.
It's over life size. It's very strange. The asparagus are about a foot long. It's the white asparagus you eat in France, not the green asparagus the way we eat it
here. It's like fat white cigars.
Yes.
Chubby asparagus spears, painted in white grays with hints of blue at the tips, tied round with string, resting on a bed of greens. Lettuce, maybe, it's not clear. The asparagus sits like a pale ship on a choppy green sea. Manet's paint is thick and lush and applied with such confidence and brio. The picture bursts with life. The last thing this asparagus wants is to be boiled for dinner. Manet's goal was to raise ordinary things, lemons, oysters, cherries, to new heights through art. In France, then, this was new. The Dutch, the Spanish, had still-life traditions, but the French thought these objects were too lowly to paint. Manet disagreed. The bunch of asparagus was a commission from a banker and art lover named Charles Effruzy. Manet charged him 800 francs, but Effruzy paid 1,000.
Manet, who prided himself on being a man about town and a debonair soul, wasn't going to send back a check for 200 francs. What he did was he painted a single stalk of asparagus, and he sent this to Effruzy with a letter saying, "Your bunch of asparagus was one short."
That single spear is at the Walters Art Gallery, too. It looks like a dead fish. But the bunch is bold, intense. It's the essence of asparagus.
Every time I look at this, I keep feeling that this is one of the most monumental paintings I've ever seen, despite the subject matter.
3 years after he painted it, Manet died of syphilis. He was 51. One of the last pictures in the show, which is at the Walters Art Gallery in Baltimore through April 22nd and will not travel, one of the last pictures is a bouquet of white lilacs in a crystal vase. Painted in 1882 as he was dying, Edouard Manet's flowers are exuberant, delicate. Dots of white dance on the canvas like rice at a wedding. A crowd of blossoms, the essence of what oil paint can do. Lilacs were Manet's favorites. His friend Marie Laurent brought them to him regularly. After he died, she set them on Manet's grave every year at lilac time. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Baltimore.